Together, let's drive.
Did you get us switched over to shelter insurance?
Actually, I found a deal online.
You did? Does your deal come with award-winning customer service?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Does the deal include a local agent?
Doesn't actually say.
Can we create a customized plan that fits our needs? Let's just call the local shelter agent.
For insurance that fits just right, find a shelter agent near you.
See shelter insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Hey there, pizza lovers. Craving a feast without breaking the bank? Well, you're in luck. Dive into the Season of Savings event at Pizza Inn with their mouth-watering $9.99 all-day pizza buffet. Unlimited pizza, pasta, salad, dessert, and more. Bring your family, bring your appetite, and savor the savings at Pizza Inn. Hurry, this deal won't last long. Head to Pizza Inn in West Plains, located at 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware. And hey, Pizza Inn gift cards make great stocking stuffers.
Since 1984, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment has been your trusted partner for home medical equipment. They're dedicated in continuing serving our community for years to come with compassionate care. Whether it's oxygen, CPAP machines, wheelchairs, or any other home medical equipment, you'll find it at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. They deliver, set it up, and file the insurance for you while working with your doctor. Visit them today at homemedicalwp.com. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, where they're focused on your health.
Whether you're ready to hit the lake in a new boat or go camping in a new RV, Baird RV Outdoor and Marine has what you need to enjoy the great outdoors. Baird has a huge inventory of new and used fifth wheels and pull behind RVs, toy haulers, and boats. Baird offers RV repair, boat service, and parts. Visit their showrooms in Mountain Home and Paragould or go to BairdRVOutdoorAndMarine.com to see their inventory and low prices.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a pair of keys. Because why pay more? See for details.
Service, great selection too. Beth does it all for you.
For Dr. Russ Rawls, it's all about community.
That's a unique thing about Mountain Home, especially relative to some of the surrounding health systems, is that we've got an awesome group of physicians that care about their patients and care about this community and work together. And this is not just a job for everyone. It's a lifestyle, and it's important that they take care of their community.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Don Franklin at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the 44th Annual Fairgrove Girls Basketball Invitational Tournament in Fairgrove, Missouri, as we get ready for the second game tonight between the West Plains Lady Zizzers and the Springfield Catholic Lady Irish. Once again, three-game show brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. As we're getting ready for the introduction of the starting lineups for both teams. So we know who the Lady Zizzers will be starting tonight, Coach Christy Otter. She's going to have Lucy Hafer, Zoe Sharnhorst, Ainsley McWilliams, Shaylee Peterson, and Jillian Green to start for the Lady Zizzers. So, here we go, Springfield Catholic. Alice Farmer will be the first one out. McKenna Phipps will be the next one out. And Peyton Wiseman. And let's see here. I believe it's going to be Grace Hirschgen and also Leela Griesmer. So that'll be your starters for the Springfield Catholic Lady Irish. And now Lady Zizzers are being introduced here. And like we said, the head coach is not with Lady Irish tonight. He's sick. So assistant coach Jennifer Webster is going to be coaching the team tonight. She'll be assisted by Madison Crittenden on the bench. So the two assistants will be doing the honors tonight for head coach Mike Foley, who is out ill tonight. For the Lady Zizzers, Coach Chris DeOtter, and she's assisted by Eli Ernst and Madison Metag. Metag, I'll get that right in a minute. So that's what we're looking at, and we should be ready to go here in just a moment as both teams get their final instructions, and we'll get ready to tip this ball game off here. Hope you've enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. We'll talk more about the tournament at halftime in our halftime show. In the first game, once again, Fairgrove defeated Mount Vernon 68-35. So the winner of this game will play Fairgrove at 7 o'clock Thursday night. The loser of this game will play Mount Vernon at 4 o'clock Thursday afternoon. So it'll be Jillian Green, and she'll be going up against Lila Griesemer. And Lady Zizzers with the basketball, McWilliams. She'll go to the right wing. She'll bring it back up top and brings it over to Lucy Hafer. Lucy lost it on the dribble, and it'll be Lady Irish with the basketball. And that is Wiseman bringing it up, setting up the offense for the Lady Irish. Around the horn, now it's a Farmer on the right wing. And they didn't put the foul up. So I'm going to assume that it was Griesemer. And Green makes the second one. Lady Zizzers lead it 2-0. Now the Irish get across, and they get it down. And that will be Hershkin scoring the first basket for Lady Irish as they got behind the full court press by the Lady Zizzers. McWilliams driving to the lane gets fouled, and she's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. And that foul's going to be Griesemer as well. She's picked up two quick ones here. And McWilliams hits the first free throw. Lady Zizzers lead it 3-0. Just underway, 7:12 to go first quarter. Second free throw for the freshman is good. And Lady Zizzers lead it 4-0. All right, full court pressure now by the Lady Zizzers. And with the basketball, that'll be Wiseman. Wiseman gets it across the timeline. Farmer puts up a shot. No good. Battle underneath. Out of bounds. It'll go to Lady Irish. Lady Irish. And that will be Wiseman to throw it in under the basket. Brings it out top to Farmer. Farmer to Hershkin. Back to Farmer. They'll go right side now. Driving that baseline. Shot is going to be no good. But she gets the rebound and puts it back in. And that's Phipps with the basket. We're tied up 4-4 with 6:40 to go here. Peterson driving the baseline. Shot up. No good. Rebound comes down to Catholic. Lady Zizzers trying to trap here. And it'll be Wiseman. And timeout has been called. 6:29 to go first quarter, all tied up at 4-4. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening, ladies, is a basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at SouthernHillsAutoPlaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Fairgrove. We're all tied up 4-4 with 6:29 to go here in the first quarter. And the Catholic Lady Irish will inbound the basketball. And into the ball game is Phipps. Phipps gets it across the timeline to Wiseman. Wiseman at the free throw line down the lane. Shot up is no good. Knocked out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. Lucy Hafer will throw it in, and Catholic will drop back. Looks like a looks like man-to-man. Or, no, looks like a 1-3-1 zone now. There we go. All right, and it is knocked out of bounds by Phipps. Zoe Shrub is in the ball game now for the Lady Zizzers. So McWilliams up top. She'll give it up to Green. Green up top. And now back over to McWilliams. Inside, Shaylee Peterson shot up, no good. Gets the rebound, puts it back, Evan in. Shaylee Peterson with her first basket of the ball game. Lady Zizzers up by two. And Green almost stole it, but it went out of bounds. So it'll be Irish basketball at half court. And throwing it in for the Lady Irish is going to be Vilkins into the ball game, I believe. And now that's Phipps driving down in the corner. Phipps on the left wing now. Up top, it's stolen away by McWilliams. McWilliams going inside and scores on the layup. She's got four. Lady Zizzers up 8-4. 5:20 to go, first quarter. And Catholic, and it's going to be knocked away. Lucy Hafer on the steal. Hafer gets it over to Green. Green on the right side, pulls up for the jumper. It's good for Jillian Green. Lady Zizzers are up 10-4. Full court pressure working right now for the Lady Zizzers. It'll be Wiseman trying to get it across the timeline. She finally does. Long three from the wing is no good. Rebound inside by Catholic. And shot is up, no good. And Green with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers. Here comes McWilliams. She'll take it to the hole. She's going to get fouled. Basket doesn't, will not fall, so she'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. And let's see who gets the foul called here. That one's going to go against Hershkin, her first. And McWilliams missed the first free throw. Zoe Scharnhorst is going to come in. Lucy Hafer is going to get a break. Catholic has three fouls here in the first quarter. Lady Zizzers have none. McWilliams, second free throw is no good. Shaylee Peterson underneath with the rebound, and she gets fouled on the putback. So Peterson will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And I believe this one is going to be Hine. Hine gets the foul called on her. The fourth. And Peterson rattled around and came out the first free throw. So second free throw coming up. 4:38 to go here in the first quarter. Lady Zizzers with the lead, and Peterson makes the second one. Peterson with 3 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzers with a 7-point lead. Wiseman with the basketball, trying to get it across, and finally does. Zoe Scharnhorst picks her up. Now, out top, that'll be Hines. And now we've got a foul on Zoe Scharnhorst, I do believe. That'll be the first foul on the Lady Zizzers here in the ball game. Catholic will inbound on the side. And now we've got a foul underneath. And that's going to be Shaylee Peterson picking up her first. Second team foul on the Lady Zizzers. Catholic will throw it in on the baseline, and they do. Catholic, long three from the right wing is going to be good. That one is going to be good by Izzy Hershkin. And Lady Zizzer lead is four. McWilliams on the right wing, dribbles up top. She's going to put up a three now. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Wiseman. For Catholic. Wiseman across the timeline. On the right side, that's Hine with it. They try to go inside. Loose basketball. Zoe Shrubs got it, and she hits the floor. Going to be a foul on Catholic. See who they call it on. They're going to call that one on Cleeton into the ball game. That's the fifth foul, so Lady Zizzers will go the free throw line to shoot two. For the rest of the first quarter, Zoe Shrub at the free throw line. Zoe's got the first one, and she's got her first point of the ball game. And now, Shaylee Peterson's going to come out, and Delani Wahome will come in for the Lady Zizzers. Well, now, Shaylee Peterson, there wasn't going to be a switch. So now, Shaylee Peterson back in, and Delani Wahome is on the bench. And Zoe Shrub misses the second one, and Green with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers. She gets fouled on the putback. And now this one. Green will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And that foul is going to go against Barron into the ball game. Her first. Sixth team foul on the Lady Irish. And Green hits first free throw. Free throw, yes, free throw. I'll spit it out in a minute. Jillian Green has 5 points in the ball game, leading the Lady Zizzers. And that one spins around, comes out. And Lady Irish with the rebound. And up the floor, it's going to be stolen by the Lady Zizzers. Here comes Mick Williams behind the back. And now, I believe Mick Williams is going to get called for the foul here. And yes, she is. That's the first foul on Mick Williams, third team foul. Full court pressure still by the Lady Zizzers. And it'll be Wiseman with the basketball. Gets it across the timeline. Now she's headed down the lane on the baseline. Shot up, no good. Green with the rebound. And lost the handle on it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Lady Irish ball on the side down there on the far end. 3:23 to go first quarter. 13-7. Lady Zizzers with the lead. And Wiseman throws it in. Gets it to Farmer. Farmer down the left wing. Tries to drive. Pulls up with a jumper. No good. And that's going out of bounds. And it's going to be Lady Zizzer basketball. Lady Irish falling back into that zone, 1-3-1 zone. 2-3 zone now, this time down the floor, and it's going to be stolen. Pass is stolen by Hines. And the free throw, or I should say the layup, is good by Farmer, her first point of the ball game. And it's a 4-point Lady Zizzer lead, 2:50 to go first quarter. McWilliams on the left wing. It's a screen from Peterson. Now they go down low to Shrub. Scharnhorst for three, no good. Loose ball on the floor. Going to have a jump ball here. And it's going to be Lady Irish basketball. So Lucy Hafer and Delani Wahome comes in. Shaylee Peterson and Zoe Scharnhorst will come out for the Lady Zizzers. And it will be Wiseman to throw it in. Wiseman with the basketball. Gives it back to Phipps. Phipps will get it across the timeline. Phipps on the right wing. Down in the corner now. That's Hine. Puts up the three. It's no good. Wahome with the rebound. Here comes Mick Williams up the floor. Mick Williams will pull up for the three. It's good. And Ainsley McWilliams hits the three-pointer. That's the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. Lady Zizzers are up by seven and almost stolen away. Wiseman with it now. Wiseman trying to go down the lane, and Wahome is going to get called for the foul. It'll be her first. Fourth team foul on Lady Zizzers. And so Wiseman going to the free throw line. I really don't understand why Wahome got called for the foul there, because she was just standing there with her arms straight up and Wiseman just ran right into her. Matter of fact, she bounced off of her. Wahome didn't even move. Anyway, Wiseman makes both the free throws, her first points of the ball game. 5-point Lady Zizzer lead with a minute 50 to go first quarter. On the right wing, that's Lucy Hafer. Lucy, down in the corner now, Shrub, and she's going to get called for traveling. Shuffled her feet. turn over the Lady Zizzers. Farmer with it, gives it back to Wiseman, back to Farmer. Farmer, and it's stolen by Green. Knocked out of bounds by Wiseman. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball on the baseline. Green will throw it in for the Lady Zizzers. And McWilliams with it. Back to Green, down on the post. Turn around, and it's in and out. And it's going to go, well, it's going to be saved in bounds. And here comes the Catholic up the floor. Wiseman, she traveled with it, but no call. Gets her own rebound. She traveled again, no call. And shot no good. And now we're going to call a foul on Wahoming. So now that's going to be two on Delani Wahoming. Fifth team foul. And there was three instances there where they were just moving, didn't dribble the ball, just taking three and four steps, and nobody called it. Hines at the free throw line. She made the first one. Here comes the second free throw from Hines. And it's good. Lady Irish have closed the Lady Zizzer lead to three. Ashley Colton's into the ball game now for the Lady Zizzers. McWilliams on the right wing. Up top to Peterson. Around the horn they go to Hafer. Back up top. Peterson will fire the three, and it's good. Shaylee Peterson with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer three-pointer. Under a minute now to go. Lady Zizzers up by six. Lady Irish in trouble. Stolen by Ashley Colton. Drives in. Shot is up. It's good, and she's fouled. Ashley Colton will go to the free throw line to shoot one. And let's see who they call it on. Colton hits the free throw. She's got three. And the foul was called on Wiseman. 40 seconds, and Wiseman throws it away. Lady Zizzer basketball, 37 seconds to go in the first quarter. Lady Zizzers with their biggest lead of the ball game at 9. Peterson will throw it in. Gets it to McWilliams. McWilliams up top. Right side, Hafer on the wing. In the corner is Shrub, and that one's stolen away by Wiseman. Wiseman up the floor. Now they go down in the corner. Out of bounds, it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. Off the hands of Fitz down there. 20 seconds to go in the corner. Lady Zizzer's up by 9. McWilliams will walk it across the timeline. 15 seconds now. McWilliams up top. Gives it up Hafer now. Hafer up top. Peterson on the wing. Joey Shrub's going to get tripped up, and a foul going to be called on Cleeton. Her second. That's 18 fouls here. 8 team fouls in the first quarter alone on the Lady Irish. Joey Shrub to the free throw line to shoot two. Makes the first one. Zoe now with 2 points in the ball game. It's a 10-point Lady Zizzer lead. 4 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Zoe Shrub hits the second one. And here comes Catholic from half court. No good. At the end of one, it is 24-13. Lady Zizzers with the lead. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Don't let a weak battery leave you stranded on these colder days. Have your battery tested at Don's Auto Service. Preventative maintenance is key to keeping you going down the road safely. At Don's, their routine maintenance services include oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, cooling system, and freeze protection check, and a lot more. And if you need tires, there's rebates up to $200 on select sets right now. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service. Johns Auto Service.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Fair Grove, Missouri. 44th Annual Fair Grove Girls Basketball Invitational Tournament. As we get ready to start the second quarter of play, Lady Scissors lead it 24-13 over the Springfield Catholic Lady Irish. Lady Scissors will have Colton, Charnhorst, McWilliams, Hafer, and Green on the floor. Start the second quarter, and Lady Scissors will get the basketball. Charnhorst with him. Lucy Hafer now on the left wing. Up top to Charnhorst. Charnhorst back to Hafer, down the corner, McWilliams. Trying to get it inside to Colton. She's posting up, but they can't get the ball inside. Hafer with it, now gets a screen. Up top to Charnhorst. Now they go McWilliams. She'll drive, put the shot up, no good. McWilliams with the rebound, shot up again, no good. And it's going in. Finally, Wiseman comes out of the pack with the basketball. There she goes the other end, and she missed the layup. Green with the basketball sends it up to Ashley Colton. On the layup, Colton scores. She's got five in the ball game. Lady Scissors are up by 13. With the basketball, that's Phipps. Phipps bringing it across the timeline. Lady Scissors still in that man-to-man, full court man-to-man. Three-pointer is no good. Hafer with the rebound. Going to have a jump ball, I believe, as Hafer got tied up. So Catholic will get the basketball on the baseline. Wiseman will throw it in. And Wiseman gets it on the baseline, shot up, and no good. Wiseman with the rebound. Underneath, now she's going to get fouled. And I don't understand that because Ashley Colton was sitting there, but they're going to call it on Lucy Hafer. So that'll be Lucy's first foul of the ball game. First team foul, second quarter. And free throw rolls in and out for Wiseman for Catholic. Peterson's going to come back in. Colton's going to come out for the Lady Scissors. Here comes the second free throw for Wiseman. And it's good. So Wiseman now with 3 points in ball game. It's a 12-point Lady Scissor lead. 6:40 to go here in the first half. McWilliams on the right wing with the basketball. Gives it Green, who'll fire the three. It's no good. Lucy Hafer runs down the rebound. Charnhorst up top. Green with it. Green drives, puts it up, no good. Peterson inside. She's going to get fouled on the shot. Shaylee Peterson's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. And I believe Grace Horshigan is going to pick up the foul. That's her second. And Peterson makes the first free throw. And she makes the second one. Peterson's got 8 points to lead the Lady Scissors here. And it's back up to a 14-point lead. Farmer gets it across the timeline, and it's stolen. Green knocks it away. Charnhorst brings it up the floor. Right side, McWilliams. Green with it. And tried to go back door. Charnhorst gonna get it. Wild basketball. McWilliams for three, and it's good. Ainsley McWilliams with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Three-pointer. Lady Scissors lead it by 17. Peterson steals the basketball and scores the layup. And Catholic wants a timeout. 33-14. Lady Scissors with the lead. 5:44 to go in the half, back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Scissor Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Scissor Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Fairgrove High School. 44th Annual Fairgrove Girls Basketball Invitational Tournament. Lady Zizzers lead the Springfield Catholic Lady Irish 33-14, 5:44 to go in the first half. Lady Irish have only scored 1 point here in the second quarter. Lady Zizzers been creating turnovers and getting the basketball and making some easy shots. Wiseman with the basketball. She'll bring it across the timeline. Almost lost it. Now down the baseline on the left side. Gives it up, and the shot is blocked by Green. And Scharnhorst with the loose basketball for the Lady Zizzers. Scharnhorst up the floor. McWilliams with it. She'll drive. She's going to get fouled. And I believe that's going to be on Horskin. And if so, no, that's going to be on number 3, Farmer. That'll be the first on Alice Farmer. McWilliams hits the first free throw. Second free throw for the freshman coming up. And it's good. Ainsley McWilliams now with 12 points to lead the Lady Zizzers as they have a 21-point lead. Wiseman with the basketball up the floor. It's going to be knocked away. But Lady Irish with the basketball. Wiseman up top. That's Hain. Back over to Wiseman now on the left wing. Wiseman trying to drive. Kicks it out. And that will be Hain trying to go inside. And shot is up, and a foul is going to be called on Jillian Green. So Green picks up her first foul, and that is the second team foul for Lady Zizzers. At the free throw line is Lila Griesmer, and she missed the first one. Second free throw coming up. And it's no good. Green with the rebound. Green up the floor. Lucy Hafer, but it's knocked out of bounds by Farmer. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball on the side. Lady Zizzer still with too many turnovers here in the ball game. Hafer will throw it in. McWilliams with it up top. McWilliams will bring it to the left wing. Gets the screen from Peterson. Now she'll give it up to Scharnhorst on the right wing. Scharnhorst, McWilliams. In the corner is Hafer. Hafer back up top to Scharnhorst for three. It is no good. And the rebound comes down to Farmer. Wiseman will bring it up the floor. 4:20 to go here in the first half. Lady Zizzers up 35-14. Farmer with it out near half court. Picks up her dribble, and Lucy Hafer steals the basketball. Hafer going to the basket. Now she'll give it back to McWilliams. Shot up and good. McWilliams scores, and she's fouled. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot one. And I believe that's Farmer picking up her second foul for Catholic. That is the third team foul here in the second quarter. Scharnhorst is going to come out of the ball game. Zoe Shrub comes in. Also, Ashley Colton comes in, and Peterson will go out. Delani Wahomey is in the ball game as well for the Lady Zizzers. And McWilliams hits the free throw. Lady Zizzers up by 24. Catholic lost the basketball. Tried to get it down in the corner to Griesmer, and it went right off her hands and out of bounds. Lady Zizzers bringing it up the floor with 4 minutes to go in the first half. McWilliams across the timeline. Get everybody set now, ready to run the play. Shrub for the three, and it's good. Zoe Shrub with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. And it's 41-14, Lady Zizzers with the lead. And with the basketball bringing it up, that is Horsigan. And now we've got an offensive foul that time. Foul's going to be on Izzy Horsigan, her first. Fourth team foul, so one more team foul on Catholic. And the Lady Zizzers shoot free throws for the rest of the half. Shrub in the corner to Colton. Colton trying to drive, had it stolen away by Phipps. Phipps, and the ball is stolen, well, almost. Colton got her hands on it. Green, Colton deflected it, and Green was trying to get it before it went out of bounds, but it went ahead and went out of bounds, so it'll be Catholic basketball on the side. Now Griesmer and Wahome are having a shoving match underneath the basket. And Catholic throws it away. Phipps threw it over to Coach Otter on the bench for the Lady Zizzers. So here we go. McWilliams with the basketball up top. Kick it out to Shrub. Shrub now on the right side, up top to Green. Green will give it to Colton on the left wing. They try to go inside Wahome, and we got a jump ball. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball here on the baseline. McWilliams to throw it in. And it'll be Green. Green on the right side, gives it up to Shrub on the wing. And that one is going to be thrown away. Shrub tried to get it to McWilliams. And it goes out of bounds, so it'll be Catholic basketball. Wiseman with it on the right wing, down the corner to Griesmer on the right side. Griesmer trying to drive the baseline, goes right off her foot out of bounds. The ball does, and it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. 2:43 to go here in the first half. Lady Zizzer's up 41-14. Griesmer's going to come out of the ball game. Barron will come in for Catholic. McWilliams will bring it up. Green on the left side. Now Shrub. And now it's Green picks it up. McWilliams gives it back to Green on the right side. Back up to McWilliams on the right wing. They try to go inside. Wahome, she's going to get fouled. Delaney's going to go to the free throw line for the Lady Zizzers to shoot two. And I believe the foul is going to be on Hine. It is. That'll be her second. And that is the 15th foul. Lady Zizzers shooting free throws. And Delaney Wahome gets her first point in the ball game. Lady Zizzers up 42-14 with 2:22 to go in the first half. Delaney's second free throw is no good. Ashley Colton on the rebound and puts it in. Colton working the offensive board there. Catholic with the basketball down into the corner. And that is Clayton into the ball game. Now Farmer with it on the left wing. And Shrub almost stole it. Ashley Colton's going to commit the foul trying to steal the basketball. That'll be her first. Third team foul here in the second quarter. And it is 44-14, folks. Lady Zizzers with the lead. Shrub's going to come out. Scharnhorst back in. And Catholic will inbound on the side. Down on the block. Turnaround shot is good. That's Clayton. Her first points of the ball game. Scharnhorst with the basketball. Scharnhorst up top. Colton's going to fire a three off the backboard. No good. And Green will come away with it in the lane, no good. And the rebound comes down to Hine. And now here comes Phipps across the timeline for Catholic. Phipps with the basketball. Lady Zizzers in a man-to-man. Farmer driving the lane. Shot up. It's no good and got a foul on Lady Zizzers. Let's see who this one's going to be on. And it's going to be on Ashley Colton. That's her second. And the free throw is no good for Farmer. Lady Zizzers have held Catholic to 3 points here in the second quarter. Make it 4 points as Farmer hits the second free throw. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzers ball on the side. Lucy Hafer going to throw it in with a minute 16 to go in the first half. They'll give it to Scharnhorst on the right wing. Scharnhorst trying to drive, pulls up for the jumper, and it won't fall, but she's going to be fouled. Zoe Scharnhorst going to the free throw line. And that foul. Scharnhorst misses the first free throw. And Phipps commits the foul. Now Wahomie comes out and Peterson back in for the Lady Zizzers. Minute 9 to go, first half. And Scharnhorst hits the second one. She's got her first point of the ball game. 45-17, Lady Zizzers with the lead. Wiseman across the timeline. Gives it up now to Farmer. Farmer down to Hine now on the left wing. And that's going to be Wiseman now up top. Right side, Farmer back to Wiseman. Wiseman trying to drive. No good. And Scharnhorst is going to get the rebound, and they're going to call a jump ball. It'll be Catholic basketball. Violet Hafer is going to check into the ball game. And let's see, Ashley Colton's going to come out. So there's a shot, no good, rebounded by Catholic underneath. That shot is no good. Peterson with a basketball, gives it up to McWilliams. McWilliams bringing it up the floor, kicks it out to Lucy Hafer. She'll fire a three from the right side. It's good. Lucy Hafer with her first points of the ball game, a Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. And Catholic throws it away. 14 seconds to go here in the first half. Lady Zizzers up 47-17. Scharnhorst bringing it up the floor. 10 seconds now. Scharnhorst gives it to Peterson. Peterson gives it up to McWilliams. She'll put up the three, top of the key. It's good. McWilliams with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. And the Lady Zizzers are leading 50-17 here at the half. It is the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment Halftime Show. We'll come back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Since 1984, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment has been your trusted partner for home medical equipment. They're dedicated in continuing serving our community for years to come with compassionate care. Whether it's oxygen, CPAP machines, wheelchairs, or any other home medical equipment, you'll find it at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. They deliver, set it up, and file the insurance for you while working with your doctor. Visit them today at homemedicalwp.com. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, where they're focused on your health.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
At Toyota of West Plains, they strive to make your car buying experience the best car buying experience you've ever had. Fast, easy, and straightforward. They're also the only car dealer in West Plains that does not charge a documentation fee. Come see for yourself why so many people come back time and time again to Toyota of West Plains for their next vehicle. Visit the friendly folks at Toyota of West Plains. Sales departments open Monday through Saturday. Services open Monday through Friday. Toyota of West Plains.
Experience matters, and Sean Duggins, broker owner at Westgate Realty in West Plains, has that with close to 30 years in the business. Sean Duggins and the 65 sales associates are ready to assist you with all your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, land, farm, and recreational properties, as well as new construction. They put clients first. Stop by and see them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. Check them online at westgaterealty.com. Search Westgate Realty on Facebook or call 417-257-2733. Go Zizzers!
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Fair Grove. It is the 44th Annual Fair Grove Girls Basketball Invitational Tournament. And the West Plains Lady Zizzers are leading the Springfield Catholic Lady Irish 50-17 here in at the half, I should say. It is the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. Let's run down some stats for you here. Scoring-wise for the Lady Zizzers in the first half, Ainsley McWilliams, the freshman, leading the way with 18 points. Shaylee Peterson has 10 points in the ball game. 3 points for Lucy Hafer, 1 point for Zoe Scharnhorst. Jillian Green with 5 points in the ball game, 6 for Zoe Shrub, 1 for Delani Wahome, and 7 points for Ashley Fulton. Lady Zizzers committed 9 fouls in the first half. Springfield Catholic committed 14 fouls in the first half. For the Catholic Lady Irish, 3 points for Alice Farmer, 2 for McKenna Phipps, 3 points for Peyton Wiseman, 2 points for Grace Horshigan, 2 points for Riley Hine, 3 points for Izzy Horshigan, and 2 points for Annabelle Cleeton. And nobody in foul trouble for Catholic, and nobody in foul trouble for the Lady Zizzers. Lady Zizzers led it 24-13 at the end of one. They outscored Catholic 26-4 in the second quarter, and they lead it 50-17 over the Catholic Lady Irish. So far, in the first game tonight, Fair Grove defeated Mount Vernon 68-35. So Fair Grove will play the winner of this game between West Plains and Springfield Catholic at 7 o'clock Thursday night. And looks like, unless a complete meltdown happens here in the second half, looks like the Lady Zizzers are going to play Fair Grove on Thursday night at 7 o'clock, and Mount Vernon will play Springfield Catholic at 4 o'clock on Thursday. Now, tomorrow night, the rest of the first round of the tournament will be played. Number 2 seed Aurora will take on number 7 seed Clever at 6 o'clock, and then at 7:30, number 3 Rogersville will take on number 6 Lebanon. That's tomorrow night. Finals are going to be set for Saturday because the Fair Grove football team won, so they're going to play for a state title. I believe it's 11 a.m. on Friday, so they've moved the finals of the tournament from Friday night till Saturday. And here's the way it's going to run down. Seventh-place game on Saturday at 11 o'clock, consolation at 12:30, third place at 2 o'clock, and the championship game at 3:30. For the Fair Grove Girls Basketball Tournament. All right, Lady Zizzers lead it 50-17 over the Springfield Catholic Lady Irish. We'll take another break. You're listening to the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment Halftime Show. Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Since 1984, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment has been your trusted partner for home medical equipment. They're dedicated in continuing serving our community for years to come with compassionate care. Whether it's oxygen, CPAP machines, wheelchairs, or any other home medical equipment, you'll find it at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. They deliver, set it up, and file the insurance for you while working with your doctor. Visit them today at homemedicalwp.com. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, where they're focused on your health.
The number one sales team in West Plains and Howe County specializing in personal relationships is Sean Duggan's group, Westgate Realty Incorporated. They always go the extra mile to help your dream of owning property in the Ozarks become reality. Their members are all West Plains natives and they love helping you. Check out SeanDugansGroup.com. Find them on Facebook, call the office at 417-257-2733 or stop by and see them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. And they say, go Zizzers!
West Plains Lady Zizzer Basketball is brought to you by Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, Twin Lakes Orthopedics, Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza, West Plains, J&J Recovery in West Plains, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, West Plains, and Thayer, Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, and Directman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone in West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy, West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center in West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GMC of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelearn Harper Farm Equipment of West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Toyota of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, and Westgate Realty Sean Duggins in West Plains. Your boosters for the broadcast, Carter Funeral Home of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones agent Mark Guffey, Richards Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.
Y'all ready for this? Attention Zizzer fans. The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics, Spine, and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Time now for Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Fairgrove High School, the 44th Annual Fairgrove Girls Basketball Invitational Tournament. And we hope you've enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment Halftime Show with the Lady Zizzers leading the Springfield Catholic Lady Irish 50-17. Now, keep in mind that at the start of the fourth quarter, or any time in the fourth quarter that there's a 30-point lead, 30 or more point lead, a turbo clock will kick in. The only time it will stop will be for timeouts. All right. Lady Zizzers will get the basketball. McWilliams with it up top. Green on the left wing. Lucy Hafer down the left corner. Scharnhorst on the left wing. Peterson at the free throw line. Green out of the right corner for three. It's no good. And rebound comes down to Catholic. It will be Wiseman bringing the ball up the floor. Wiseman up top. Give it to Farmer. Now it'll be Griesmer. Griesmer driving up top, now coming down the lane, stops, pulls up for the shot, no good. And we're going to have a jump ball, and it should go to Catholic on the baseline. So Wiseman will throw it in. And the three-pointer from the wing is no good. Green with the rebound. No, Peterson with the rebound. Green gets it up the floor to Hafer. Hafer tried to drive, kicked it back out. Scharnhorst shoots the three. It's no good. Peterson got her hands on it, but it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Catholic basketball. So we played 1 minute here in the third quarter. Nobody scored. Here comes Wiseman, kicked it out. Griesmer on the baseline. It's no good. And the rebound is Lucy Hafer. Hafer for the Lady Zizzers will bring it up. Down in the corner is McWilliams. Inside to Peterson. Peterson's going to get tripped up, and that foul, I think, is going to go against Phipps. Not sure yet. Yep. Phipps tripped her up, so Peterson to the free throw line, and the first one rattles in and rattles out. Second free throw for Shaylee Peterson is good. Peterson with 11 points now. Lady Zizzers lead at 51-17. And now we got Phipps, got an official timeout. Phipps, I think, got either the ball hit her in the face or she got poked in the face. I'm not sure. I couldn't see. Anyway, Catholic will get the basketball on the side. And they'll get it to Wiseman. Wiseman underneath, and shot is good by Griesmer. And that'll be her first point of the ball game. Lady Zizzers, three-pointer is no good. Peterson follows the shot and puts it in. 53-19, Lady Zizzers with the lead. And it's knocked out of bounds by Lucy Hafer. It'll be Catholic basketball on the baseline. Wiseman will throw it in for Lady Irish. Phipps with the basketball, lost it off her foot. McWilliams with it. McWilliams going the other way, and she shoots the layup. And McWilliams now with 20 points on the night to lead the Lady Zizzers. Now Farmer with the basketball on the baseline. Griesmer up top. Phipps hits the three. Three-pointer for Phipps for Catholic. And it's now a 33-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. McWilliams across the timeline. Right side. Back to McWilliams. Peterson up top. Now they go left side. Hafer coming in the lane. And we got a foul on the floor, I believe. Lady Zizzers will throw it in on the baseline. And that one is going to be on Wiseman. That's her second team foul here in the third quarter. Green's going to come out. Ashley Colton's going to come in for the Lady Zizzers. Colton with it, and it's good. It's the Lady Zizzer version of the alley-oop. Colton flashed into the lane. They threw the ball up. She got it in the air. Didn't come down with it. Just puts it right back up and scores. Colton's got 9 points in the ball game. And now we've got a foul. I believe it's McWilliams going to pick up the foul this time. That's her second. First foul in the third quarter for the Lady Zizzers. Catholic will throw it in. Scharnhorst comes out. Zoe Shrubs comes in. Wiseman will throw it in. Gets it in. Up top, the Farmer. Now Wiseman down into the corner. Back to Wiseman. Wiseman going to drive the lane. Shot up, no good, but we got a foul. On the Lady Zizzers. I believe it's Ashley Colton. Or No, it was Shaylee Peterson. That's Peterson's second. And the first one is good by Wiseman. First free throw. Wahomie comes in for the ladies' visitors. Peterson goes out. And the second free throw is good by Wiseman. She's got five now to a lead. The Lady Irish. Lady Zizzers are up by 33 points. Colton with the basketball. Ashley Colton shot up, and she's going to get fouled. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. And I believe it's going to be Griesmer. That's her third. That's the third team foul on Lady Irish. Ashley Colton hits the first free throw, and Ashley's got 10 points in the ball game. So far, Lady Zizzers have three players in double figures. Second free throw for Ashley Colton is good. Colton now with 11. Lady Zizzers up 59-24. Now we've got to travel on Phipps. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. They'll inbound on the side. Colton to do the honors. Gives it to McWilliams. McWilliams to Hafer up top. And that one is stolen away by Wiseman. Wiseman shot up, no good. Gets her own rebound, though. Wiseman. Shot is no good. Wahomie with the rebound. McWilliams up the floor for Lady Zizzers. Down in the corner, three-pointer is no good, and Wahomie's going to get called for over the back. That's going to be her third team foul on Lady Zizzers. And Catholic wants a timeout. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains, we're heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river. Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Fairgrove High School. Lady Zizzers lead the Springfield Catholic Lady Irish by the score of 59-24. 4:16 to go, third quarter. And Lady Irish will inbound the basketball. Full court man-to-man by the Lady Zizzers. Wiseman gives it up to Hine. Hine picked up her dribble, now gives it back to Wiseman. Wiseman going to get it across the timeline on the right side. Back to Wiseman. Coming down the lane, she'll kick it out. And the shot is no good. Wahomie with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers. Gives it out to McWilliams. McWilliams up the floor. Ashley Colton driving the baseline. And that's going to be an offensive foul on Ashley Colton. So Ashley Colton picks up her third foul of the ball game. Fourth team foul on Lady Zizzers. Catholic bringing it up. Wiseman. Wiseman is guarded by McWilliams. Wiseman across the timeline. Gives it up onto the right side now. That's Hines. Now they'll swing it around to Wiseman in the left baseline. Cross court pass. Over to Hine. Shot up is good. So Hine with the running floater. And it's 59-26. Lady Zizzers with the lead. 3:15 to go, third quarter. McWilliams with the basketball. Picked up her dribble. Now she's got to get it to somebody. Gets it to Colton. Colton. And Wahomie picks up the loose ball. And now back out top to McWilliams. Over on the right wing is Colton. Down on the block is Wahomie. They'll go back to Colton, who will fire the three-pointer. It's no good. Rebound comes down, and Wiseman will bring it up the floor for Catholic. Up top is Hine, right down into the lane. Jumper is no good. And now Wahomie is going to get called for the foul as she blocked the shot. That's her fourth, and that is the fifth foul, team foul on Lady Zizzer. So Kappa gets to shoot free throws rest of the third quarter. And at the free throw line, first one is good for Cleeton. She's got 3 points in the ball game. So Colton, Wahomie, and Shrub come out. Peterson, Green, and Hafer are back in for the Lady Zizzers. Second free throw for Cleeton of Catholic is no good. And Zoe Scharnhorst with the rebound. Zoe will bring it up across the timeline, and she traveled with the basketball. All right, Catholic with the basketball. And that'll be Hine with it right now to bring it across the timeline. Lucy Hafer on her. Down the corner, Wiseman driving the baseline. It's going to be good. Wiseman now with 7 to lead the Lady Irish. Scharnhorst in the lane. Had it knocked away. Now we got a jump ball. I believe that should go to West Plains. And it does. McWilliams will throw it in on the baseline. She'll go to Green, and Green gets fouled. And the foul is going to go against Izzy Horsigan, and that'll be her second. Fourth team foul. And Scharnhorst will go get the basketball. Down the baseline is McWilliams into Peterson. Peterson's going to get fouled by Barron. That's her second. That's a 15 foul in the quarter on Catholic. So Shaylee Peterson will go to the free throw line to shoot two. She's already got 13 points in the ball game. And she missed the first one. Didn't quite want to go down that one. So the second one is good. So Peterson now with 14 points in the ball game. And here comes Catholic. They'll give it to Hine up top. Hine with the basketball. 2 minutes to go third quarter. And Green steals the basketball inside. Up the floor, McWilliams. And she couldn't get a hold of it. Stepped on the out-of-bounds line. Lady Zizzer still with too many turnovers in the ball game. Coming right up the floor, and Green almost stole it. Went off her hand out of bounds, and it'll be Catholic ball on the baseline. Wiseman will throw it in. And Hine fires the three. It's no good. And Green with the rebound. McWilliams headed the other way, and the layup's no good, but she's fouled. Ainsley McWilliams will go to the free throw line to shoot two. That foul is going to be on Hine. That's her third. And McWilliams makes the first one. So McWilliams now with 21 points in the ball game to lead the Lady Zizzers. Second free throw coming up. Minute 33 to go in the third quarter. And she makes the second one. One thing about it, we'll have the turbo clock in the fourth quarter, so this one should go pretty quickly. We just got to get to the fourth quarter. Farmer with the basketball for Catholic, and it's going to go off the Lady Scissors out of bounds. It'll be Catholic basketball on the side in front of their bench. Farmer will throw it in. Gives it to Hine. Hine to Farmer on the left wing. Now loose basketball. Shot up and good that time by Cleeton. Little five-footer in the lane. It's a 31-point lead with 1 minute to go third quarter. McWilliams on the left wing. McWilliams goes back to the left wing. Now she'll go over to Lucy Haper. Haper up top to Green. Green, Peterson. Now McWilliams on the left wing. Peterson in the left corner. Tries to drive, gets cut off. Hafer down the corner to Scharnhorst for three. It's good. Zoe Scharnhorst with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, three-pointer. And Zoe now with 4 points in the ballgame, stolen away by Green. Here comes Green, gives it up to McWilliams inside. Shot up, no good. Green with the rebound, puts it in. Jillian Green, the freshman, with 7 points now in the ballgame. 12 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here comes Catholic. It'll be Cleeton in the corner to Farmer up top now. Now they try to go inside. It's knocked away and shot no good. 67-31, Lady Zizzers with the lead after three. And we're coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Talk to Russ Rawls on how he and his partners will continue a tradition of care at Twin Lakes Orthopedics.
I want the community to know that we're here to serve their orthopedic needs as best we can. We're trying to provide a local private practice group that's going to give them good care, treat them like family, and for the most part, the care they've been expecting at this location they're going to continue to get is just going to be with myself, Dr. McConnell, Dr. Franklin.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Don Franklin at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Fairgrove High School, the 44th annual Fairgrove Girls Basketball Invitational Tournament. As we start the fourth quarter, Lady Zizzers lead it 67-31. It's first round action. And Catholic will get the basketball. We'll have a turbo clock right off the bat. They'll go inside, shot up, no good, that time by Catholic, and Ashley Colton with the rebound. Shrub with it up top, right side to Peterson. Peterson, now Colton, and from the free throw line, it's no good. Out of bounds off of Wahome's hand, and it'll be Catholic basketball. And why they stopped the clock, I have no idea. Now they're telling them to keep the clock running. Keep this turbo clock running. Wiseman will bring it up across the timeline for Catholic. Wiseman up top. Now she goes in the corner. It's knocked out of bounds by Green. And it'll be Catholic basketball in front of the Catholic bench. Farmer will throw it in. Up top they go. And that is Horsgen, Grace Horsgen. All right, Wiseman. Up top, that's Phipps. Phipps goes to the right side and throws it out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. So unless there's a miracle happens here in the fourth quarter, Lady Zizzers will move on to play Thursday night, 7 o'clock, against Fair Grove. Zoe Shrub gives it up to Green now on the left wing. Green on the right wing to Shrub. Down the corner is Peterson. They go inside Colton, down underneath Wahome. And shot's going to be blocked by Griesmer. Out of bounds, it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball on the baseline. Peterson will throw it in for the Lady Zizzers. They'll go down on the block to Green. It's good. Jillian Green now with 9 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzers lead it by 38. Farmer gives it up to Phipps. Horsgen. Now it's Griesmer. That's free throw line. Right side. That'll be Wiseman. Wiseman coming up. trying to drive the lane, missed the layup. Wahomie with the rebound. Shrub will bring it up the floor, cross the timeline. They'll set the offense now for the Lady Zizzers. Zoe Shrub with it. And now they go inside Wahomie. Shot up, no good. Loose ball, here comes. Yep, that's Wiseman. Wiseman, and it's going to be blocked by Green. Green gets the basketball up to Colton. Ashley Colton, reverse layup is good, and she's fouled. Ashley Colton now with 13 points in the ball game. That's foul on Farmer, her third. Ashley Colton to the free throw line to shoot one. Julia Willard comes in. Zoe Shrub comes out. Shaylee Peterson comes out. And Cameron Brill ends the ball game for the Lady Zizzers as well. Colton misses the second free throw. We're down to 4:48 and counting to go. Shot up, no good. Willard battling for it. And it's going to be fair, Catholic basketball. Underneath on the baseline. And three-pointer is going to be good by Phipps. Phipps hits the three-pointer. She's now got eight points in the ball game. She leads the Catholic Lady Irish in scoring here tonight. Colton with the basketball. And Colton had it taken away by Griesmer. Here comes Phipps. And Phipps missed the layup. Green with the basketball on the rebound. Green will bring it up the floor. 3:50 to go and counting. Brill down the left corner. Cameron Brill gives it up to Willard. Willard gives it back to Green on the left wing. And Colton has it now on the right wing. Ashley tried to go inside to Wahomie. And Lady Zizzer's getting a little careless with the basketball here. Wiseman's going to pull up. And it's no good. And that shot is blocked by Green. And now, let's see who they call the foul on. Foul is going to go against Phipps, I believe. That's her third for Catholic. So now into the ball game is Riley Orsborn. Abby Hilt is in the ball game. Cameron Brill, Julia Willard, and Ashley Colton are the five in. And Willard's three-pointer out of the corner is no good. Here comes Farmer up the floor. Shot from the wing is no good. Rebound by Cameron Brill. Gets it up to Hilt. Hilt across the timeline for the Lady Zizzers. Gives it to Orsborn. And Orsborn has it taken away by Griesmer. And now Phipps will bring it up the floor. Everybody getting to play for the Lady Zizzers here in the ball game. And here comes Phipps, and she's going to score on the layup. Somebody dropped the defensive assignment. Now Violet Hafer comes back in the ball game, and Ashley Colton comes out. 2:10 to go. Lady Zizzers up 71-36. They'll be playing Fair Grove Thursday night, 7 o'clock. In semifinal action. Hafer, that's Violet. And it's knocked out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. Catholic going to clear their bench out now. Pretty much been doing that. Just about everybody for Catholic has played in the ball game tonight. Willard, shot gets blocked. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball on the baseline, minute and a half and counting to go. So Abby Hilt will throw it in on the baseline for the Lady Zizzers. And there they go. Orsborn tried to get it inside. Now it's back to Hilt on the right wing. Violet Hafer, three-pointer is blocked. And here comes Hine with the basketball. Now on the right wing, that is Horshgen. And talk about a mismatch. Abby Hilt the smallest player on the Lady Zizzers found herself trying to guard the tallest player on the Catholic. Hilt puts up the three. It's no good off the rim. And here comes Catholic, 42 seconds and counting. And Cleeton's going to put the shot up. It's no good. And Hafer, Violet Hafer, with the rebound. She'll bring it up, gets it to Willard. Willard across the timeline. Willard pulls up the free throw line. Shot is good. Julia Willard with her first 2 points of the ball game. 18 seconds to go. Catholic with the basketball. And the shot is going to be good by Barron. And 4 seconds. Go inside Osborne, and she scores. And that's your ball game. Lady Zizzers win it 75-38 over the Springfield Catholic Lady Irish. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine postgame show. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic, Spine, and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Attention Zizzer fan, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
When looking for your next vehicle, consider what your friends and neighbors are saying about Toyota of West Plains.
I really enjoy the laid-back vibe at this dealership. It's rare for me to feel comfortable in a new car dealership.
Help my wife with a 23 Highlander Hybrid. Great people to work with. This makes our 6th Toyota. 5 of them have been bought there. Great service for us and my family that have bought there too. Great outfit to do business with.
Come visit Toyota of West Plains.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Fair Grove, and the Lady Zizzers defeat the Springfield Catholic Lady Irish by the score of 75-38. It is the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic postgame show. For the Lady Zizzers, they were led in scoring tonight by the freshman Ainsley McWilliams with 22 points. And she did that in three quarters of play, folks. And 18 of those came in the first half. We had 14 points from Shaylee Peterson in the ball game, and 13 points for Ashley Colton coming off the bench. Lucy Hafer had 3. Zoe Scharnhorst with 4. 9 points for Jillian Green. 1 point for Delani Wahomey. 2 points for Julia Willard. And 2 points for Briley Osborne. And for Catholic, 10 points for Phipps, 3 points for Farmer, 7 for Wiseman, Grace Horsgen, 2 points, 4 points for Hine, 3 points for Izzy Horsgen, 5 points for Cleeton, and 2 points for Griesmer. Lady Zizzers led it 24-13 at the end of one. They led it 52-17 at the half, and they finished 67-31 at the end of three, and they held Catholic to just 8 points, or 7 points, I should say, in the fourth quarter. Lady Zizzers scored eight, and they win it 75-38. Lady Zizzers now 1-1 on the season, and they will play on Thursday night, 7 o'clock, in the winner's bracket semifinal action against Fair Grove. Fair Grove beat Mount Vernon 68-35 earlier tonight. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back in 30 seconds, we'll have your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Player of the Game. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic, Spine, and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Time now for Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Fair Grove. And it's time now for our Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic Player of the Game. And we'll take 3 of them tonight for the Lady Zizzers. Ainsley McWilliams led the way with 22 points. Shaylee Peterson had 14 points. And Ashley Colton with 13 off the bench. Those 3 will be the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic Players of the Game. Lady Zizzers will play again on Thursday night, 7 o'clock. Against Fair Grove in semifinal winner's bracket action. So thanks to Sean back in the studio for another fine job. I'm Ramblin' Rick. We hope you've enjoyed Lady Zizzer Basketball tonight on 100.9 The Train. Good night.
West Plains Lady Zizzer Basketball is brought to you by Community First Banking Company.
West called Plains, me Sean.
Grove and Thayer, Twin Lakes Orthopedics, Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza, West Plains, J&J Recovery in West Plains, Hirschfeed and
Thursday?
Farm Supply, West Plains and Thayer,
Ozark yeah, if you
Healthcare
need me.
Orthopedic and Spine, and Directman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone in West Plains,
okay.
Parkway Beauty Academy in West
pretty much
Plains,
the only day Dodge I won't be able to do it is like Friday night.
Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment.
And Saturday night.
Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GMC of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edge Learn Harper.
Right, right. And I could do that if needed. But just the night games that are that would keep me up late because I got to get up at 3 a.m. Saturday and Sunday mornings.
Bear, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram of West Plains. And Westgate Realty, Sean Duggins.
All right, have a good rest of your night.
Boosters for the broadcast, Carter Funeral Home of West
Plains. Okay, bye-bye.
Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer. Edward Jones agent Mark Guffey, Richards Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.
This holiday season, visit buymissouri.net for Missouri-made products, manufacturers, and retailers near you. Missouri is home to more than 550,000 small businesses. When you buy from a local business, you support many of your friends and neighbors by creating jobs and keeping your hard-earned dollars in the local economy. Visit buymissouri.net and follow at buymissouri on social media for more information. Brought to you by the Missouri Lieutenant Governor's Office.